From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Can-Can and May. Mother, may I? Yes, you may.
Honey, why is the salad dressing in the shower?
It's not salad dressing, it's shampoo.
Shampoo?
Yes, I thought you'd been using it too.
I have, on my salads.
Hey, you two.
Hi, Schwartz.
So, what are you two arguing about today?
Larry's upset because I'm using this shampoo to wash my hair.
It's salad dressing.
Shampoo.
Salad dressing.
Oh, wait, I know that. It's new vivacious vinaigrette. It's a shampoo and a salad dressing, so you're both right.
What?
Such is the case with the age-old argument over which word is correct, can or may. The by-the-book approach, in this example, the American Heritage Book of English Usage, states that generations of teachers have insisted that can should be used only to express the capacity to do something, and that may must be used to express permission, which is why questions like,
Mr. Snark, can I use your phone?
Often elicit sarcastic responses such as,
I don't know, Linda. Can you? I think you mean, may I use your phone?
What Mr. Snark doesn't realize is that he and Linda are both right. Using the word can to request permission is perfectly fine.
What?
Ha!
It's true. Can and may are modal auxiliary verbs. As Gordon Jarvie describes in the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide, modal verbs help a main verb express a range of meanings. The distinction lies between written English and spoken English. In this case, Linda asked Mr. Snark in conversation if she could use his phone, and spoken language often has more room for idiom than its written counterpart. Strictly speaking, if Linda were putting her request in writing, it's probably better to stick to the letter of the law and use may to seek permission and can to express capacity. That said, even written English is more descriptive than prescriptive. Consider the can versus may argument in the negative form.
Why can't I borrow $50?
Why mayn't I borrow $50?
Whether written or spoken, the first example is technically incorrect, but the second example sounds like a Dickens novel. Incidentally, both words are appropriate when expressing possibility. For example,
from this classroom, you can see like all the way to the mall.
The plane may be delayed.
Now, none of this is to say that English has no rules, nor that those rules don't matter. But may vivacious vinaigrette be both a shampoo and a salad dressing? It sure can.
Schwartz, can we ask you a question?
Yes. Why are you in our bathroom while I'm showering?
I just need to borrow some salad dressing.
Can I get no. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the American Heritage Book of English Usage and the Bloomsbury Grammar Guide by Gordon Jarvie. You can find them at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. We'll also include links to more information about the music in each episode, like this catchy tune. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Bridget Murphy, and John Ryan. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. And if you like Grammar Grader, visit minnesotapublicradio.org to check out our other programs and podcasts.